Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
I really like the PlayStation Vita and our little community worship you like a god.
Good. Okay, good. I'm really, really nervous about ruining my entire reputation by I picked PlayStation. I picked PS3. Let's go. No, nothing. Get it all wrong. I'm Greg Miller from Kinda Funny, and welcome to the GLHF Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Game and Fortune, the show where the game is utter nonsense and the prize for our winner is exposure. It's a quiz show where players compete against each other to prove their knowledge about video games, risking their lives and reputations in the process. Come with us as we spiral slowly into the abyss. I am your host, the reviled Dave Breens, and I'm here with the one and only Kirk McKeon, also known as the Peanut Nutter, Bamboople, and Al Cologne.
Yeah. I'm the Al Capone of Gamescom.
Oh, yeah, no, that took me a moment.
So, wait. Bamboople?
Yeah, I don't know. I've run out of things to call myself.
You know, that's the only time I've ever read your introduction straight, and I'm disappointed. Right, today we are joined by Georgina Young.
Hiya.
We are also joined by Ryan Woodrow.
The champ is here.
Yeah, I suppose so. And we are joined by a very special guest. He's a man that likes PlayStation and hates PC players. He's occasionally funny. It's Kinda Funny's Greg Miller. Hey, Greg.
Hey, everybody. Let's see if Ryan can walk out of here the champion, now that the reigning champion of Kinda Feudy is here, to settle this once and for all.
There we go.
This is already far too intense for what I was ready for. I'm actually a very weak person under this facade.
Under this weak manly, internet. Burly, tough facade.
He's a weak man with weak internet, and he just might disconnect halfway through. We'll see how he goes.
Coward!
True.
Yeah.
Before every morning call and stuff now, before we do these, I disconnect and reconnect my internet just in case that helps.
Okay.
And I haven't disconnected from a call since I started doing it, so...
Greg, so, it's good to have you on. How's fatherhood treating you? Are you getting any sleep at all?
Oh, yeah, we're super lucky. You know, Ben's a great sleeper, my two-year-old. You know, once he's down, he's usually down all night long. We did have a blowout this morning, but it wasn't a blowout where I needed to put him in the tub and strip him down, so I'm always thankful for that. You take the small wins. You take the small wins.
You do, when you're a parent. And there's no wins when they get to 13, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, no?
Yeah, no wins. Enough. No wins.
Fair enough. At least I have something to look forward to.
That's it, yeah. You just refurbed your studio. Well, I say just, it's been a little while now, hasn't it? It's swanky new studio. Have you got any big plans for 2024?
Yeah, we're working on a bunch of different stuff for 2024. You know, the Kind of Funny spare bedroom is a 5,000 square foot state-of-the-art studio in San Francisco that, yeah, we launched in October 2022 after signing a lease in December 2019, which turned out not to be the best idea.
Wow.
As we paid a lease on two studios we did not use throughout 2020. But yeah, we have a lot of different partnerships coming up, but we're hoping to do more showcases and have a few more developers through. You really use the space to show off some cool games.
It's cool to see something in the space with that kind of like budget and production value. It's really good.
Yeah, and it was quite the budget. So remember, everybody, support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny, please.
Yeah, there's definitely worse causes to throw your money at it in this space. What are you playing at the minute, Greg?
Man, I'm doing, you know, the classic, it's the end of the year, let's try to catch up on everything. And so, like, I booted God of War Ragnarok Valhalla yesterday, jumped into that. I felt like it's good. I mean, like, yes, it's good, period. Like, it's got story in it, which I wasn't expecting. You know what I mean? Oh. So it is actually, like, narratively driven. But then it is just fighting a bunch of rooms of bad guys where I'm like, I kind of feel like them letting us preview The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered No Return right before it did it a disservice, because I'm like, oh man, I want that. I'd rather be playing Last of Us. I'd rather be doing – I like that a little bit more, because that's like, you know, I'm a coward. I like to hide in the grass, shoot them in the head when they don't know I'm looking, stab them in the neck, right? Whereas like Kratos is all about engaging. And so some of the things I'm unlocking on combos and, you know, runes or whatever, it's kind of like, ah, okay, this isn't how I'd want to play it. Whereas I think Last of Us lets me build the kit a bit more what I want to. But on top of that, I am giving the college try to Baldur's Gate 3. I love everything about Baldur's Gate 3 except the gameplay. Like, I am not that tacticky, let's move it around, turn-based, here's a bunch of wheels of things. So I'm like, I love story and games. So the idea that every quest is a main quest and I'm talking to people and meeting people and then they're referencing, like, all of that works so well for me. But I'm now on, like, this has got to be my fifth playthrough of the first 3 hours where I'm like, I just got to power through. I just got to do it. So I'm sitting there with my portal at night doing that, trying to catch up.
You got to power through. Try to push through, man. It's really good. The tactics stuff, it'll be in the background after a while and you just get used to it. And you can kick people off ledges.
Yeah, I'm shoving everybody. Yeah, I'm shoving everybody.
What are you most looking forward to for next year, games-wise?
Man, you know, next year, you know, obviously I'm a Sony stan, so I'm hopeful for Wolverine. I don't believe it. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm hopeful that Wolverine's next year and we get to see what that's all about with Insomniac. That'd be great for me. And then beyond that, you know, it's always the, you know, tired answer, but surprises. Like, I think that's always the coolest thing. You look at this year and, like, the amount of stuff I played or got into that I wasn't expecting, but I didn't think was going to be. And even, you know, to jump off Baldur's Gate 3, where it's like, beginning of the year, everybody would have told you, well, Zelda's going to be everybody's game of the year. It's not even worth trying, right? To have Larian come out and be able to do this. And really, with that last month of marketing, be like, hey, guys, we're this awesome game. You can have sex with a bear. And everybody's like, wait, what? Like, we need to be a part of this thing. And then have it take off and become this juggernaut and little engine that could. Like, I love that. And so I'm always interested to see what that story will be for next year.
Yeah, it's wild. Even from, like, an editorial perspective, we were like, oh, Starfield's going to be the traffic driver this year. And then Baldur's Gate came along and just shat on it, basically. So,
yeah, totally. Yeah, and again, like, you want to talk about, like, you know, just underdog stories, right? When it's, that's cute. They're moving up their release date to get away from Starfield, and then they just took all the oxygen, all the thunder. You got Starfield, you're like, the first thing I did is start shooting people in Constellation HQ, and I couldn't kill them. I'm like, oh, this sucks. Like, come on, the story's not going to branch a million ways. Come on.
Anyway, Baldur's Gate's the best indie of the year, so. Dave, do you want to
What about Dave the Diver? What about Dave the Diver, the classic indie?
I just don't like people called Dave.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Got him.
This week we'll kick things off with Two Truths and a Lie. Our special guest will tell us two truths and a lie about their lives and careers, and the other contestants will have to confer. The other contestants will have to confer and decide unanimously which one the lie is. The contestants get 1 point each if they win, but the liar will get 3 points if they win. Each contestant gets one follow-up question before they make a decision.
So Greg, speak your truths, all three of them.
Okay, my photo is in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I've been chopped by WWE superstar Hurricane, the Hurricane. And then I got lost at Disney World in the second grade and had to flag down a bus to save me.
Straight away, I want to hear about that Disneyland story.
Okay, so I just tell the story then?
Sure, yeah.
Sure. Oh, don't be so excited, everybody. My parents had a motorhome, and so the big trip was we were going to drive from Illinois to Florida for Disney World. And that's, you know, they broke it up, I think, over 2 days or something like that. And so we pulled into Disney World, and it's like, you know, this gigantic thing. Like, we were nowhere near Epcot or any of the cool stuff, right? We're staying in the campground section. And so we finally got there. We finally pull in. We finally park. And my dad got out of the car, the motorhome with me, walked to the back, took my bike off and put it down and said, "All right, Gregory, why don't you check it out?" To which, to my second grade mind, meant I'm going to go check out Disney World. And my dad very much meant check out the camping ground, like the block we're in. And I was like, "Cool, Dad." And I just rode. And I just rode and rode and rode. And then it was that thing of turning around and trying to get home, and you couldn't figure out how to get home. Like, I had no idea where I was. So I just broke down in tears, and I'm riding my bike all alone. And eventually I saw a Disney World bus coming. So I pulled out in front of them and did the big wave or whatever. And the driver had to stop. And then he had to call the, you know, the park rangers who came. And then I got in there, and there was one guy, like, "How are you?" Like, absolutely no bedside manner from what I'm sure was like a 19-year-old guy, but to me it was an adult. And he was just like, with his partner, he's like, "Well, how are we going to find these parents? There's no way we can find these parents." And the other ranger was like, "You idiot, they checked into the park. Like, we can call and find. He knows their name. He knows that." And so they did, and they drove me back there. My mom, of course, was bawling, and my dad was driving around on his other bike trying to find me frantically.
Excellent. George, wow. Have you got a follow-up question for any of the other stories?
Yes. Did Kevin Smith contact you? Was this pre-known about Jay and Silent Bob?
No. So, you know, right now, obviously, I do know Kevin Smith. He's been lucky enough to collaborate with us on a few different things. But this was back when I was just a fan, because Jay and Silent Bob was, it came out in 2001, right? So they would have been shooting in 2000, I guess. And what they did is they had their old message boards were these view askew boards. And so they did a thing called Get Your Mug in Our Pick. And so they're like, Jay and Silent Bob is going to be this road trip movie. So we need like wanted posters and missing children posters and yada, yada, yada. So send in your photo and see if you can get it in. So I sent in my senior portrait from high school, and I was lucky enough to get it in the background, where I would have to show you the picture and then pause the movie and then be like, "That's my shirt up there." Like, that's it right there.
Well, what are you thinking?
What
then,
was
guys?
The middle one again? Sorry.
No, it's okay. I got slapped. I took a knife edge chop from a Hurricane Helms, who's a WWE superstar. Staying back. Okay. There's a hurricane coming through.
That's the one.
Okay.
So, Ryan knows. So that one, Ryan knows. That middle one, which is why I didn't ask about it, is like, I instantly believe, because I know you've done stuff with WWE. And like, yeah, if you're a wrestling fan, you get to be around wrestlers. Like, you want to take a chop, you want to take a stunner. Those are like the two things that you do. So straight away, I just believe that someone's been like, "Yep, chop me. I want to see what it's like." What do you think about the others, George?
I've seen Strikes Back. I remember that was when I was very into Scrubs, and Dr. Cox is in it. And so I remember the time frame quite well because of my insanity. I think it was a little bit later than 2001. And I think me and Greg aren't dissimilar in age. So maybe that one.
You're leaning to that being the lie?
Yeah, only because of my shaky timeline. And also, I'm generally very wrong.
Well, I thought you were going to claim to have like memorized every frame of that movie for a second when you started there.
No, that's just how I've got a general timeline, because it's when I really liked Scrubs.
My thought, look, you referenced Scrubs in your answer. I really like Scrubs, so I'm on board. I just, the my only
view askew is the thing though.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The thing with the third story is like, yeah, it's a very believable story for something for a kid to do, but it's also like not that hard of a story to just come up with. True. So I don't, it's a bit of a generic story. There's like not many personal details in there.
Oh, wow. What a cut.
I'll go with Ryan because I'm usually wrong. Thank you.
Okay. I was asking for your opinion. Never mind.
My opinion is you're probably right.
I think you might be right. But fine, if George has agreed with me, we'll say that the third story was a lie that you
I
got lost.
I kind of think you're both
land.
Wrong, but let's see how it goes.
Yeah, I think the wrestling one's wrong because it's plausible and he knows it's
Greg?
Plausible.
What's the truth?
It is true that I got lost in Disney World in the second grade. I got off, rode my bike around, couldn't get caught up. It is true that my photo is way up in the corner of a Will Ferrell scene. And it is false that I got chopped by the hurricane. I've been chopped by a lot of wrestlers. I've been chopped by Hulk Hogan, Woods, the Motor City Machine Guns. Like, the list goes on of people who have tried to kill me, but hurricane never chopped me.
I gotta tell you, you guys are terrible at this. Yeah. You fucking suck.
Well, the story was true that he's been chopped by wrestlers, just the specific wrestler was wrong.
That's which
the
is exactly the truth how you should have picked how you up lie. It was the yeah. lie.
Come on.
That's you just described to yourself why you should have known it. Like,
look, our track record on this is like has never been very good. I don't
he
know
knew that you liked wrestling and played you, Ryan. He played you like a fucking fiddle.
Yeah, because Greg knew everything about me before joining this call today.
You can see the belt yeah. and the
before
figures.
You're wearing a CM Punk shirt. You showed me a wrestling belt. You got figures up there.
He's like, this guy's a fucking
there's
mark.
No research required.
Right, it's like if Ryan was playing poker and he's like, how did you know? And he's got his hand held backwards and shit. Like, but that's what's going on here, Ryan.
Look, I'm actually very good at playing poker when I'm really drunk.
You're not very good at playing this. All right.
He said to the champion.
This episode is themed around PS3 games, and we are starting with our buzzword, our quick fire quiz. In this round, the judge reads out questions and the contestants have to buzz in to answer them. Correct answers get 1 point each, and the contestants can buzz in if the person before them gets a question wrong. Unfortunately, the judge spent the budget we had aside for buzzers on training his sons to be warriors in preparation for the impending apocalypse, so each contestant will need to select a word to represent their buzzer. I have no questions regarding the expenditure funds on this show. Like, that makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
Georgina. What's your buzzword going to be?
I wanted to first say, the reason I'm bad at that round is because I never lie. That's actually true. I never lie.
That's bullshit.
No, it's true. I never lie. I decided one day, I'm never going to lie again, and I just didn't.
George,
you can do it too. It's true.
Are we friends?
Yeah, we're friends.
Liar.
Co-workers,
yeah,
friends.
Like, come on.
Liar!
No, here we go. Suddenly co-workers came out like a caveat, like an asterisk.
Yeah. We're really, really close acquaintances, you know?
Yeah, go on. We're close acquaintances. It's not a lie. It's just, you know, that's
a range.
This is why
Greg's was just a little nugget of bullshit.
Everyone who always turned and said, oh, I never lie, they just go, oh, well, I just didn't quite say what I meant or something like that. There's always some caveat as to why it's not technically a lie.
It's the Peter Molyneux defense in that it's wrong, but it wasn't a lie. That's me. Okay. I get things wrong, but I don't lie. Anyway.
George, what is your buzzword?
So, I don't like the shitty bang bangs, but I have played Bioshock Infinite on PS3. And so I thought I'd take Booker today as my word, from Booker DeWitt.
Mm. Nice.
I like it. Very interesting. Ryan,
I'm going
yours
nice.
Isn't going to be as good as that, is it?
Well, not if you interrupt me, it's not. No, I'm right. I'm going dead
simple.
Is it
a good one, though?
Will you shut the fuck up? You done? Okay, good. I'm going.
Wasn't talking anyway.
Cross, and it's also what I am all the time.
Can tell.
It's the X-born. What about you, Greg? What's your buzzer?
I'm gonna be very much on brand and go Vita.
Nice.
Vita. Nice. Okay. Which famous Japanese stealth game is still to this day only playable on PS3?
Vita.
Yes.
Metal Gear Solid 4: Guns of the Patriots.
Correct. Question two. In Uncharted 2, Nathan Drake's gun holster has NDI printed on it. What does it stand for?
Vita.
Greg?
Isn't it Naughty Dog Incorporated?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Okay, I got hung up. I almost wanted to say Industries at the last second. Oh.
I was like, ah! Oh, we're taking the point for that.
Charles Martinet, best known for playing Mario, voiced which Skyrim character?
Cross.
Ryan?
Esbern.
No.
I'm really disappointed in you all.
Right, I mean, in my defense, remember that Skyrim didn't even fucking run on the PlayStation 3, all right? So I'm sorry, I don't know everybody's goddamn name.
I've just remembered what it is, shit.
No one else taking it?
Can I give a funny answer? My answer is all the rats in the basement that people couldn't defeat.
Wow, she got it.
Yeah, amazing. Oh, no, it's incredible. Not. No.
I'll jump in and say Vita and just guess the dragon. One of the dragons?
A dragon.
It is one of the dragons. It's Parthenos.
It's one of the dragons.
There you go. I'll take the half point. Thank you so much.
I'm going to give him half a point.
What? That's the most lenient we've ever been.
It's already 5-0. You don't need to give him pity points.
It's over, Ryan. Send me the belt.
What were BioShock's little sisters in development before they settled on using little girls?
I've never heard this story.
What else?
Booker.
Yes?
We'll go dogs then. People don't want to kill dogs.
It's not dogs, but you're not that far off.
Cross.
It's not cats either, Ryan.
Damn it.
See, Ryan, you're that easy to read, man.
It wasn't a difficult guess, was it?
None of the others were either. That's the problem.
Go on, give us just a total guess, Greg.
Octopuses.
That's pretty close. There were slugs.
Yeah, give him a half point for that as well.
Yeah,
fuck
another
you.
Half point. No, I'm joking.
If you keep cheating in his favour, I can claim to still be the legitimate champion.
No, you can't.
So you know.
No,
here we go.
I can fire you. Next question. In Assassin's Creed 2, the cars in Abstergo's parking lot were originally models from which other Ubisoft game?
This is a deep cut, I feel.
Yeah,
it is
yeah.
a deep cut.
I like how Kirk at the start went, I've made the questions easier because people weren't getting them.
There's some more questions and they're easier.
Cross.
Yes?
Splinter Cell.
Yeah, because that's got loads
Blackout.
Of cars.
I don't know.
I mean,
there's a good
Booker.
Guess.
Yeah?
Watch Dogs, I think that's older, newer, you know what old. I mean?
Yeah, it's not that.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a stab at it, Greg?
I do, but I'm in the same boat where I jumped to the end and I was like, well, the crew, but I'm like, no, the crew's way later.
You got to think earlier, but you're on the right track.
I don't know the dumb racing games Ubisoft did.
You're not a car guy, are you? You're not a racing
nope.
guy.
No. Nor am I a PC guy, as you found it earlier, trying to troubleshoot this call.
It was Driver Parallel Lines.
Ah!
Oh, Driver!
I did know that. Yeah. I didn't know that, but I knew that it was a dumb Ubisoft car game.
I feel like this next question specifically for George.
Yes. In fact, I added this question after I'd already written the rest of the script because I was like, shit, George will kill me if I don't add this question. Are you ready? Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
What did Camilla call very easy automatic mode in Bayonetta?
Booker.
Yes.
When you put on the amulet on your waist, there's that and it does all the combos for you.
What did he call it, George?
Oh, what? In normal mode?
No, what did he call it as a joke?
Oh, game journalist mode?
No, it's close.
Vita.
Yeah?
Is this one of the ones where he was super offensive and said girlfriend mode or something like that?
Oh, it's even closer, but no, it's not. Ryan?
Mum mode.
It's mommy mode.
I think he should get it. I think he should get it.
Yeah. Give that to him.
He didn't buzz though, so he can't get a point.
you specifically asked for me by name to give an answer.
No, I'm giving you a point. Okay.
I didn't even understand the question.
You went into the gameplay details of how it worked.
Yeah.
Dead Space's protagonist, Isaac Clarke, is named after which two famous sci-fi authors?
We're gamers, we're not bookies.
Bookies? I don't
bookies, isn't we see the gambling?
Thing. This is why Greg don't play JRPGs. There's too many words.
Too much. If you're not telling it to me and I can skip it, I'm out of this.
Booker.
Yes?
Mr. Isaacs and Mr. Clarke. Thank you.
That's well it. Got it.
Give her the point.
I'm gonna give her half a point because no one fucking knew that question.
No.
It was Asimov and Arthur C. Clarke.
So you know,
of course.
You got Mr. Clarke, so you get half the point.
You did,
exactly.
Unfortunately, the other guy is Mr. Asimov, but you couldn't have guessed.
All right, Sleeping Dogs was originally supposed to be a game in which series?
Greg, or Vita.
Greg.
Sorry. I'm used to doing Kind of Feudy. Kind of Feudy, you buzz in with your name sometimes.
Yeah, good, good.
True Crime.
Yes.
Woo!
Which famous actor plays Dowd in Dishonored as well as Tony Cipriani in GTA 3?
Cross.
Ryan?
Danny DeVito?
No.
Remember that the questions are getting easier.
This is an easy one. This is easy. Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Stuck in the middle with you.
Vita.
Yeah.
Michael Madsen.
Yes. There you go. Which famous animation studio helped with JRPG Ni No Kuni?
Vita.
Luca.
That was Greg.
Studio Ghibli.
Greg got that one. Craftworld, Yellowhead, Brainfluff, Jamsacks, and Bonsai were all working titles for which PS3 exclusive?
Vita.
Greg?
Little Big Planet.
Yes.
Dang. I was going to guess that, actually.
Greg smashed that round.
You got to get faster, Ryan.
I was going to guess Knack.
Greg,
it was PS4.
That wasn't a PS3 game, yeah.
We've got
sad.
Ryan and George have 1 point each, and Greg has 9.5. I gave you a full point, George, because I felt sorry for you.
Thanks. Also, that's I right. knew Studio Ghibli, so.
That's what matters.
Yeah, I mean, if you know the answer, that's also good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, Ryan felt better about guessing Little Big Planet, and it wasn't even his guess.
It's true. I didn't even say it out loud. I could have just lied.
He could have, and yet he felt good about it.
Yeah.
You see, that's how you lie. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Next up, we have that motherfucker back there is not real. The judge will give you a list of character names, and you have to buzz in to say which of the motherfuckers in question is made up. Kirk?
Yep. So you'll get 4 points if you buzz in and get it straight away, but points are deducted each time someone rules one out. So here are some motherfuckers who are not real, probably. Metal Gear Solid 4 is the first game, and here are some motherfuckers who are not real. Crying Wolf, Pained Panther, Screaming Vita. Mantis. Yes?
Panther.
He's got it. 4 points straight away. Okay, the next game is Red Dead Redemption 1. Arthur Morgan, Nigel West Dickens, Dutch Vanderlyn, and John Marston.
Booker. Chris.
That was George.
Dutch.
Dutch is in Red Dead Redemption 1.
Cross.
Vita.
Ryan?
The second one.
What, Nigel West Dickens?
Yes.
He's also in it.
Vita, 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 Vita.
Greg. Oh, shit.
It's Arthur Morgan.
It is Arthur.
I see what you did.
Yeah. I thought Dutch wasn't in it either. I played it
Dutch
recently.
Dutch is the main antagonist in it.
I played it right? Like a month ago.
Yeah, you hated it.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Right. It wasn't from me.
All right, next game is Borderlands 2. Buff Gamer, Bonehead 2.0, Face McShooty, and Button Mouth Disease.
Buck. Booker. I forgot my
Did you say butt?
I said but. No, maybe I said but. Who knows? I've forgotten it now. What was the third one? I think it was the third one.
Face McShooty.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's real.
Cross.
Oh. Ryan?
The last one.
What, Button Mouth Disease?
That's the one.
Yeah, he's not real.
Hey.
Pretty good. Pretty good pun.
I like that.
Yeah, pretty good pun. On. Like, Kirk, good job.
Thank you.
Good pun.
Okay, the next game is God of War 3. Zeus, Odin, Hades.
Vita.
Yes.
Odin.
He knows his mythology.
Yeah. I realised that just as I heard you buzz in.
I was waiting to call someone a fucking idiot for not getting that, so. Right. Next one is Fallout 3. Three Dog, Lugnut, Chrome Dome, Augustus Autumn.
Booker.
George?
Chrome Dome.
It's Chrome Dome.
I also played that this
Kirk.
Year.
She knows.
No,
Kirk.
I played that this year.
No, if there's anyone, if any of the answers in this round ever involved like a bold pun, then
that's true.
I had in my head that Chrome Dome's a real thing from somewhere. Did I just make that up in my head?
I mean, maybe not. But maybe.
Well,
it
it's
is,
from
but not from
bold people.
I am terrified. I am terrified of like accidentally naming someone who's real just because I've gone with the conventions of the game that it's set in.
Yeah,
but. Yeah. If I do, it's still shit because I'm not professional.
Well, I made him up.
Right.
This was the fake one to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what matters. What matters is what I think. So the last one is Dragon's Dogma. And the names are Florence, Reynard, R. Smith, Mercedes Martin.
I'm sorry, what Booker. Was that third one?
R. Smith.
That's I was. That's the one I was going to say. Because it's the funniest to say.
But Mercedes Marsden has got two names. The other's a one.
Yeah, but it's real.
Oh, Cross.
Okay. Ryan.
R. Smith.
Also real.
Vita.
Greg.
Florence.
That's the one.
I was going to say, it's too normal.
Exactly.
Is their name R. Smith?
No, it's all one word. R. Smith.
A.R. Smith.
Oh, R. Smith. Okay.
Assault Rifle Smith, his friends call him.
Okay.
Yeah. But of course, his real friends call him R. Smith.
R. Smith.
All right, it's the final round. Dave, do you want to intro it?
I kind of do, yeah, because we're playing Rate Your Stars Right, and this is by far the most exciting round in the entire podcast. The judge has chosen 33. Excuse me, how many? 33 games.
What?
I know, right?
It happens quick, don't worry, Greg.
And you have to do. You have to guess whether the next game in the sequence has a higher or lower Metacritic rating.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. You get 1 point for each game guessed correctly, and when you, like, get one wrong, it goes on to the next player, and we'll just see where we go from there. It's gonna be fun.
And we're gonna start with the loser, who's Ryan. So we're starting with Killzone 3, which has a Metacritic score of 84. That's the only score I will tell you from now on. You've just got to tell me whether the next one in the series is higher or lower. So is Darksiders higher or lower than Killzone 3?
Wow, those are two crushingly mid games. I'm gonna say Darksiders is lower.
It is lower. Is Dragon's Dogma higher or lower than Darksiders?
Higher.
It's not.
Really?
It's underappreciated.
Not. That's surprising, yeah. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
George, it's on to you then.
Yes.
Is Dead Space 3 higher or lower than Dragon's Dogma?
I know Dragon's Dogma because I looked up recently. I know this. It always sounds like I'm cheating, but actually it's because I write them in all my headlines. Like this... 87 rated game is free or something. I think lower.
It's not lower.
Oh. Wow.
You're definitely not cheating then.
No, I'm not cheating.
We know you're not cheating because you were wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
I only know Dragon Dogma's one. I don't know the other one.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Greg, it's back to you. Is Sleeping Dogs higher or lower than Dead Space 3?
Higher.
It is higher.
Well, I wouldn't have caught that, jeez.
Is Terraria higher or lower than Sleeping Dogs?
Ooh. I'm going to say lower.
It's higher.
Damn.
That's got a banger score.
But I wasn't sure if it was one that happened over time.
Yeah.
That would have mattered.
All right, back to Ryan. Is Splinter Cell Blacklist higher or lower than Terraria?
Lower.
Incorrect.
You suck at this.
Oh, that's so cringe. Oh my god.
Everyone laughs
every time I say cringe.
it's a funny word. You Zuma pilled or some shit.
I'm just a person of the internet.
Yeah.
Okay. George, is Heavy Rain higher or lower than Splinter Cell Blacklist?
Lower by the sounds of things.
It's higher. You look.
I don't know what's distraught. Going on with Splinter Cell, to be honest.
And that was the one people didn't like.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's one I've never even heard of.
Splinter Cell's a good series, sure. Greg, is Assassin's Creed 3 higher or lower than Heavy Rain?
Lower.
It is lower. Now, is Yakuza 5 higher or lower than Assassin's Creed 3?
Higher.
Lower.
Damn, that's fucked.
Assassin's Creed 3 sucks.
We come out of this hating our peers all the time.
I reviewed Yakuza 5 and I remember I had one of the highest scores. People hated it.
All right, well, it's on to Ryan. Is Tomb Raider higher or lower than Yakuza 5? The reboot.
Okay. I disagree, but I think it's going to be higher.
It is higher.
Yeah. Mm.
Is Dishonored higher or lower than Tomb Raider?
I really want it to be higher, but I'm not 100% sure. I'll go higher.
It's higher.
Good.
Nice.
Is Infamous 1 higher or lower than Dishonored?
Lower.
It's lower, yeah. Mm. Greg, did you just fist pump for Infamous?
Always excited to hear about Infamous. Where's the remaster? Let's go. Where's the remaster? Let's go.
Is Max Payne 3 higher or lower than Infamous?
Higher.
It is higher. Is Vanquish higher or lower than Max Payne 3?
Ooh. Lower.
Lower, correct.
And it's Ooh. Such a banger too. Weeping. It's got guns and even I like it.
Is DMC Devil May Cry, that's the Ninja Fury one, higher or lower than Vanquish?
Oh, that's hard. A lot of people really hated it. A lot of people really liked it. Lower.
It's higher.
Ah. Kind of feel like that's kind of criminal, but oh well, here we go.
It always is.
Mm. All right, it's on to you then, George.
Mm.
Is Red Faction Guerrilla higher or lower than DMC?
Don't even know it. Lower?
It's lower, yeah.
Damn, okay. I love that game.
Don't know it.
Is Persona 4 Arena higher or lower than Red Faction Guerrilla?
Oh God, it can't be lower. That game is like 50. It's absolute dog shit.
Yeah, it's higher.
George! What the hell is wrong with you? Persona 4 Arena's a banger!
You're so wrong. I don't
know. No, you just don't know anything about fighting games. Maybe if you play it like a visual novel, it sucks.
To Greg, then. Is Battlefield Bad Company 2 higher or lower than Persona 4 Arena?
Lower.
It's higher.
Damn it!
Absolutely fucked it. Ryan, is L.A. Noire higher or lower than Battlefield Bad Company 2?
Higher.
It is. Is Bioshock 2 higher or lower than L.A. Noire?
Ooh, that's tough. Higher.
Incorrect.
People George. Love a bit of L.A. Noire. They love the eyes, innit?
They love a bit of Bioshock.
Did you just do the impression
Did
there?
The eyes when they're lying.
I wasn't there at all.
That was Greg in the fucking opening round of this, and you two still didn't do it. Is Dead Space higher or lower than Bioshock 2?
The old one, I'm guessing.
Yeah, the original.
Lower.
It's higher.
It's all 50-50, and I've got them all wrong.
All right. Back to Greg. Is Far Cry 3 higher or lower than the original Dead Space?
Oof. I'm going to say lower.
It is lower.
Okay.
Is Bayonetta higher or lower than Far Cry 3?
Higher.
Yep.
I'm doing is my Fallout... fist pump now.
Is Fallout 3 higher or lower than Bayonetta?
Higher.
Yep. Is Bioshock Infinite higher or lower than Fallout 3?
Lower.
Incorrect.
I know.
That's
right?
A travesty, isn't
yeah.
it?
That's you feel like you're just getting into the rhythm of it, and then you
get a good rhythm going right in the spokes.
It's interesting, you know, like, actually. Go on, Joel.
This year there was like a revival of We Should Hate Bioshock Infinite.
No, it comes like, up every terrible. Couple of years.
It does.
It comes up every couple of years.
It's because it wasn't what it was advertised as, but it's still a good game.
Ryan.
Hi.
Is Journey higher or lower than Bioshock Infinite?
Lower.
Is Portal 2 higher or lower than Journey?
Higher.
Yep. Is Skyrim higher or lower than Portal 2?
Here we go.
Damn, that's a toughie.
Which one?
Oh, that's a toughie. I mean, it's a Bethesda game, so there's going to be a decent amount of people that hate it. I'm going to say lower.
Incorrect.
Again, you just can't imagine what the time was like, because it really was the best game ever.
Yeah, and it came out when Game of Thrones was airing. It was the perfect...
I'd rate it higher than Portal 2 as well.
I disagree now, but...
George, was Metal Gear Solid 4 higher or lower than Skyrim?
That's the one people don't like. I'll say lower.
You'd be right. Is The Last of Us higher or lower than Metal Gear Solid 4?
Got to be higher.
It is. Is Mass Effect 2 higher or lower than The Last of Us?
Lower.
Incorrect.
Ah, my clean sweep of 2 ended.
All right, Greg, you've got the last one. Is GTA 4 higher or lower than Mass Effect 2?
Higher.
It is higher. It's got a fucking Metascore 98.
Damn.
98. That's wild.
So it's just as good as Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. As we now know.
They'll put that on the box.
Yeah.
I want to throw it out there that Metal Gear Solid 4 and Bioshock Infinite have the same meta score.
That's fucked up.
Wow.
All right.
That's fucked up.
The whole round is fucked up. We don't even comment on it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the episode, George has 8 points, Ryan has 13 points, and Greg has 18 points.
No,
he doesn't. No, he doesn't. 28 points.
What?
What?
I had to go two columns on the sheet.
You're like, let me turn the page over.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He got like every question before that last round. That's not a surprise at all.
Yeah. Andy fucking bamboozled you on the lies thing.
Metacritic as well,
yeah.
That's not a surprise at all.
Greg, you fucked him over.
Yeah.
That's what I do, man, all right? As usual, you just needed an American to come in here and show you how you do it,
Ryan,
how you compete.
Hand over the belt.
Look, okay, fine. He can come here, we'll have a handover ceremony, but he's got to pay for the flights.
Fair enough.
To be fair, Ryan, that gem belt is probably worth more than the flights.
It is, probably.
You would make money out of it.
Right.
Is there anything you want to promote while you're here, Greg?
Give us an acceptance speech.
I mean,
speech,
you've got a higher reach than us, but like, go for it.
This was an absolute blast. Thank you all for having me. This was so much fun to come in and do. Of course, if you thought any of this was impressive, please come check out Kinda Funny. We have a PlayStation podcast. It's called PS I Love You XOXO. It goes up each and every week while we talk about all things PlayStation. And if you like that, there's like 9,000 other Kinda Funny Games podcasts to check out too on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and podcast services around the globe.
Fantastic. It's been great having you on, Greg.